This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This changes, Tony, the American League East, because the Boston Red Sox now have a legitimate lineup to threaten that of the New York Yankees, and here's why. The Yankees have lost Juan Soto. Yes, they were able to add in Cody Bellinger and Paul Goldschmidt, but Bregman is a proven postseason performer who they can now add into this lineup with Rafael Devers. They've got a promising group of young players coming in, like Roman Anthony, Christian Campbell, Marcelo Meyer at some point, whether it's this year or next year. And here is what the lineup could look like. It's interesting that we have it on the graphic, and it's a very legitimate question where exactly Bregman's going to play, because he could play second, but that would mean that Christian Campbell would not be in the lineup. If Bregman were to play third, that means Devers is the DH, and Masataka Yoshida could be on the move.
John Morosi, Yoshida could be on the move.
Wow.
Imagine the King's ransom you could get for him. I mean,
I was excited about Yoshida. He got hit the snot out of it during the World Baseball Classic.
Oh, yeah.
He was
smacking the ball around.
He wanted a frozen rope to right field on a couple of hops.
A little stinger.
In the World Baseball Classic.
First.
Yeah.
He'll give you a nice wide turn. He'll threaten a double.
World Baseball Classic or the International Hockey Beanpot? Don't answer that, actually. We don't need to get sidetracked on this. It's a big day out there for the Red Sox, Keith.
WBC.
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Yeah, Would You Rather Wednesday. We'll put a pin in that for Would You Rather Wednesday.
The answer is WBC.
But he says Yoshida could be on the move.
You're
just eating that whole contract and just addition by some
trade. So that's fine, but doesn't that sort of play into maybe Devers does DH and Bregman plays third? Like, mm-hmm. That's one of those things. I can't imagine the sole reason Bregman's playing second is because you still have Yoshida on the team, who last year they determined cannot play the outfield. They're like, we can't do it.
No, Yoshida has nothing to do with it to me. It's just about, are you going to move Devers or are you not? Does Devers want to move or does he not? Will Henry allow for a $300 million DH as opposed to a third baseman?
But how about this?
Like, that's what it's about.
If they trade Yoshida, do you think Bregman still plays third?
I mean, I would hope he plays third either way.
No. But I'm saying, like,
likely if they made that move that he would move to third. I agree with you.
So I like that. Yes. So shop around.
He also brought up the Red Sox and where they fit in the AL East. They won 81 games a year ago. One game up on Tampa for fourth place. They were 10 games back of Baltimore. They were 13 back of New York. Yankees have lost Juan Soto. Orioles have lost Corbin Burns.
Oh, that's huge.
I mean, is it crazy to say they're the best team in the division?
It's not crazy.
What the win total was revised upwards, like a win and a half or two, depending on where you shop. So they're still only in the high 80s.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's a crazy thing to say at all.
So I'm looking at it right now. So Sportsbook Rhode Island, they're all a little bit different, but Red Sox is at 87 for the win total. Baltimore Orioles is 88.5.
Okay. So you're right. You're in the same bucket as the Orioles. Where are the Yankees?
The Yankees are at 92.5
under.
So I would definitely take the under on the Yankees. And then just for giggles, the Rays are 80.5 and the Blue Jays are 78.5.
Yeah. So
based on this, you are not only above Blue Jays and Rays, you are significantly above them. You're right there with the Orioles, who I still like their lineup and a lot of their young guys, but their pitching staff takes a major hit. I mean, Burns is one of the best pitchers in all of baseball.
Huge.
So, yeah, the way you phrase it is good. You look at what those teams did a year ago, but then you take the best pitcher off of the Orioles and the second best hitter off of the Yankees, which didn't have a great lineup. It was really
also lost like 40-something home runs in Santander.
Oh, good point. I mean, that's another guy they lost.
Santander.
Yeah.
And some good marketing opportunity. They lose all that.
Yeah.
So Yeah, the Red Sox could the Red Sox win the division? I didn't even thought about that because I always just think, can you make the playoffs and go on a run? Can you make the playoffs and just find your way into the playoffs? Can you win 88 games, get into the playoffs? Can they win the division? Damn right they can win the division. How about that?
Damn right. So, okay, and this is the significance
of
signing.
They will win the division.
Nice. There it is. And Keith doesn't even like Bregman.
I don't even like any of the players.
So this is the way that I would phrase it with the Red Sox. Yesterday, we were on the fence whether or not they were in a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's like they can win the division.
Look what that does. Look at what a little shot in the arm one signing can do.
Well, it's just it's crazy that they've sat it out for so long when this is so easy.
Oh,
this is so easy for them to do.
Every year there's been guys available like this.
I mean, you could do this every single year. You should do this every single year.
Yeah.
And it's extra crazy they haven't, but I don't want to dwell on the past. I want to give him credit for this. And I do have little nitpicks about where he's going to play and where he's going to hit and the structure of the deal and why it took so long. I do have little nitpicks about it.
All right.
But overall, this is a player they needed. He's a winning player. He's a right-handed bat that's going to hit high in the lineup. If they play him in the right spot, he's going to help the defense a lot.
Yep.
I really don't see the downside. And to your point, it doesn't create a logjam with any of these prospects. I don't think it should anyway. If you play him at third, Christian Campbell can be your second baseman. Rafaela can play in the outfield. Anthony can play in the outfield. Like, it doesn't create any kind of, what am I talking about? Rafaela will be playing shortstop by May 1st.
Signing Trevor Story when you had Xander Bogaerts and you knew Marcelo Mayer was coming up was a weirder logjam type of signing than Bregman is. Bregman, you can figure it out. He's not here. Even if he opts in every year, he's not even here for a really long time. And there are multiple spots. Like, let's see where he ends up kind of staying. Let's see where Campbell and Marcelo Mayer and everybody ends up staying. Plus, you have the DH.
If they made a move, Yoshida, Abreu, somebody like this, even Cassis, what's their biggest need? What are they making it for?
Well, I guess it really depends on the timetables of Campbell, Anthony, and Mayer. Because, like, if you think there are ways away, like, maybe you do add another player that you can actually use. But I really am hopeful that it's not that long off for those guys. And so, I don't know, maybe you go with another bullpen arm. Because, like, going into the year, you were like, all right, they need to improve their defense. They need another righty bat. And Bregman does both of those things. Are you going to say?
Well, no, I was just going to say. And
I think another reliever would
be good. I think it's still on the pitching side. I know they feel good about their rotation, and they might have a six-man rotation. I still think you could use another starter if you really want to put your team over the top. And I think you have extra bats you could move.